Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Nice to be talking to the mic. That already works a little better. Don't forget, your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Love having you with me. I really do. Love the conversations that we have. You can send me an email, Joe at the Real Side. I mean, some of you, yeah, just send me an email, Joe at the Real Side.com. Because something on your mind, you want to talk about, you want to discuss, you want to deal with, but you don't want to hear yourself on the radio or anything like that. Just send it to me. And I will say the same thing. If you're talking from the heart, if you're not just being a party ideologue, then we'll talk. I won't mention your name. But if you're just a jerk, I'm going to have a field day with you. All right? Really that simple for me. Hey, Tom Del Picaro is going to join us after the break. And, you know, he writes for Newsmax and Fox, and you can find him everywhere. You know, and one of the questions I have for him, where do we go from here? Now what happens? For California, does Newsom actually get recalled? And then what? Who are the candidates that are going to pick it up? 74 million Americans are really, really, really mad. And if we don't give an outlet, if somebody doesn't reach out to them, what Joey B is doing right now, and the media, you are asking, you are throwing gasoline on an open flame. I don't want the violence. I don't think violence will work. There are other ways to make this happen. But the left is bent, not on taking down the right, but taking down Trump supporters, conservatives, God-fearing people, or God-loving people. So Tom will be with us. I mean, I said it earlier. Interesting how Amy Comey Barrett, her religious beliefs were out of touch. They were bad. She was an extremist. And yet, Joey B, being a quote-unquote devout Catholic, he, on the other hand, was a saint, a godly man, one that we should all look up to. Now tell me these people aren't whacked. I don't have another name for it. All right, demented. Tell me they're not demented. You can't, can you? I mean, really, when you think about what they've done, what they continue to do, the craziness they continue to push. You know, again. Now, Biden is doing exactly what Trump should have done right now. And I don't have a problem with it. I think it's exactly what he should be doing. He is wiping out every Trump holdover. Anybody who knows how to spell Trump is gone. Which is exactly what Trump should have done. He should have walked through that place, and everybody who cracked a smile at the name of Obama should have been fired. Because you knew what was going to happen. Everybody knew what was going to happen. Everybody knew what was going on. Right? And Biden right now is pushing more racial equality than he is over equality. You know, I've always said the same thing, which I think is kind of fun, and it's very true. I don't get on the plane and start questioning the pilot. So let me ask you, how many black pilots does an American have? How many Hispanic? How many female? How many female black pilots? That's not my question. I don't care what color the person is. Right? If they got gray or white hair, I'm good. You hear what I'm saying? The question should be a little different. Like, hey, how you get along with your wife? Have a fight with her today? Everything good at home? Right? Market doing well for you? How you feeling? Feeling upbeat today? How long have you been flying? 30 years? Oh, cool. All right. Those are the questions. Now, gee, three white pilots in there. I don't know about this. Can we get a black pilot in there or a Hispanic? That's how stupid this is. Right? And this, but for Democrats, it is all about race. It is all about color. Right? That's equity / equality to them. They look around, they'll walk into a, and this happened in L.A., where one of the L.A. City council members walked into one of the city pools and was very upset that the colors of the lifeguards did not match the colors in the pool. And I'm thinking to myself, why does that matter? So instead of opening your mouth, because my first question to her would have been, so did you look at the applicants? Did you find out how many African-American or Hispanic? And I'm going to stop doing that, because you know, a lot of my friends will say, will you stop calling them African-American? They're not all from Africa. So I'll go back to, you know, do you look to see how many black applicants there were? Hispanic or Asian, for that matter. Does it really matter? Now, it's one thing. If you happen to peruse through there, and 80% of the names or 80% of the applicants are black or Asian or what have you, and all you get are white people, then sit back and take a look. Find out what the test was. Find out if they were specifically carved out. But other than that, when it comes to pilots, surgeons, doctors, teachers, whatever it is, I don't care what color you are. I want the best person for the job. I don't want the best black person. I don't want the best Asian person. I don't want the best white person. I want the best person for the job. It ain't that hard, people. And you don't even need a college degree to figure it out. So I'm seeing your host, Tom Delbert Carl, joins us after the break. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed
her. We are back.
She kissed me.
Look at that, it's Italian night. Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that that you spend with us on the air, you know, listening, writing to me. I always get a kick out of that, too. Right during the show. I can't read them. Can we be clear about that? I really just can't read them. But I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, sending me information and all of that. And I really do appreciate. Let me bring on one of my favorite people to have on the show with me. And as I said, one of my favorite people, because I've got, like, two. So I had to be clear on that. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, and I really so much appreciate his time with me. He is the author of A Divided Era. You can find that on Amazon, and you got to follow. Look, if you want to find Tom, you tune into Fox, you tune into Newsmax. You can find him all over the place. And, Tom, thanks for being with me today.
Always good to be on. We were joking off air. I'm like, what do you want to talk about? Do you have 20 hours? Because it ain't. It's coming at us fast and furious, but I want to start with the good news.
No, there's no good news. Don't give me that.
This. And by the way, the Dean Martin intro, I think Dean was the greatest entertainer of all time. It was my dad's favorite. So thank you for that. That'll be my new theme song.
Is that all right? Yeah. No, hey, that's fine. And, you know, frankly, he is my wife's favorite. And if he was alive and lived local, I would never see her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not... Now you know why I moved away from you. Anyway,
go ahead.
We will have 1.3 million signatures in the recall this by the end of the week, certainly by Monday. And that leaves us, and our validity rate is astonishing. It's above 85%, and
wow.
It will stay above. It's going to actually rise.
So, Tom,
because
did they use the same signature verification machines that they used for the election?
No, good point. But the point is we actually verify before turning in.
Oh, wow.
We don't just turn everything in. Mm-hmm. So we are going to hit, really by the end of the month, we should be very close to 1.3, 1.4, 1.35, 1.4 million.
Okay.
And of course, we need 1.495. So we think we're going to hit the magic by the middle of February, and that will leave us another month in which to pad that and make sure that we are way above the number that's needed. So there will be a recall election for Gavin Newsom.
All right. So where I'm at, even the Democrats are coming out and signing that petition, and I see these people everywhere. You know, they're at the malls, and there's a line waiting to sign the petition. And I don't believe that they're all Republicans. So,
no, they're not. And,
no.
And the thing going on here is, look, he's taken away people's ability to earn a livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
He's messed up just about everything possible. It's $31 billion in welfare fraud they're facing in 2019. I mean, that's insanity, right?
Yep.
That's like more than 10% of the total state budget is welfare fraud. And so there's just nobody who believes that he's capable of being governor at this point. Not nobody, but if, you know, a huge percentage of the population across party lines doesn't think he can handle this job, and they're willing to put in for someone else.
Well, look at even my Dem friends, my hardcore Dem friends out here are saying, I don't know what the guy's doing. I don't know what's wrong with him. I feel like saying he's a stereotypical Dem. I don't know what you're confused about, but he... But they're really beside themselves in seeing what he's doing slash not doing. But you could just see he really doesn't have a clue, Tom, does he? And I'm not just saying this because he's a Democrat or I'm trying to be funny. But when you hear him speak, when you see some of the decisions he makes, he really doesn't have a clue, does he?
No, I don't think. Look, not all people are cut out to run really big operations. And the state of California is really freaking big, too freaking big. Of an operation. There's not many companies that spend $200 billion a year, $230 billion a year like he does, or like this government does, and he's not good at managing it. And he only relies on government resources. The reason why West Virginia is number one in vaccine rollout, and the guy's a Democrat, and he literally made fun of Gavin Newsom the other day on national TV. He made fun of California, another Democrat. And the reason why he's having such success is because he has a public-private partnership. He relies on private sector pharmacies, whereas California is doing the dumbest thing I can imagine, which is that they're having these massive centers. They want people to go to stadiums. Well, the people getting vaccinated right now are mostly in excess of 70 years old. They've been told for a year not to go around other people. So you're telling them to drive to some massive place where there's massive numbers of people where they can wait in line in the cold? Are you kidding me? I can't think of anything more stupid.
Yeah.
But that is what they're doing.
Well, I'm sorry, Tom, but I don't expect anything else from him or the group up there to begin with. I'm seriously. When you think about how many vaccines they wasted because of the plan that they put together, I think him and Cuomo get together and they get on the phone every night going, all right, so what did you do to screw up today? Because I want to do the same thing over here. You know, seriously.
Yeah. Can you chop this?
Yeah, right. Here, hold my beer.
Watch
this.
These people to stay away from crowds, period, end of story. And yet they're inviting them to go to some big stadium where, by the way, they wouldn't go ever anyway. So it's just incredibly dumb.
Yeah, I agree with you.
One more reason why you should be recalled.
Yeah, well, yeah, one of many. I mean, you were talking about the unemployment checks going to incarcerated people. I mean, there was actually money going to people in jail, which I just...
San Quentin.
You heard about that, right?
Not only that, there were good people who couldn't get their checks, but Scott Peterson, on death row... He got hit. He got a check. How's that possible?
Well, in California, it's possible. Yeah, it's amazing how much fraud is going on. And even you would think, how hard would it be for the computer to go, hey, there's only one person living at this address. Why are we sending 42 checks there? Right, kind of thing. I was in computer.
Same with absentee.
It ain't that hard, you know? All right, we got to go for a quick break. I believe in capitalism. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Tom Delvecchio will be with us on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden signing executive orders on Wednesday in regards to climate change. Biden set to sign more executive orders the rest of the week as well. In the first week of his presidency, Biden signed orders regarding COVID-19, immigration, and the border wall. Regarding all these executive orders, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows believes
President Biden is putting America last, and whether it's our border policy or any of the other executive orders that he's putting forth, it's going to have a real chilling effect on jobs.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning Americans about about a nationwide threat of terrorism. Acting Secretary David Pekoski issuing a bulletin saying there's currently a heightened threat across the United States that will persist over the coming weeks. The DHS adding, though, there are no specific or credible plots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Hit the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going on up there, so much happening. And let me just bring him on. Tom DelVicaro joins me, and Tom is a great guy. You'll find his articles written. Did I just say you were a great guy? Yeah, I guess I did. Your articles on Newsmax, he is a good guy, and on Fox and many other outlets. Hey, Tom, tell people where they can get your book and even learn more about you.
Well, I wanted to go to certainly go to Newsmax today because it was my inaugural article there, talking about the fact that the reason Trump got elected still remains. But they can go to politicalvanguard.com or Fox News, as you point out, even Fox Business, and get those things. If I could, I'd like to talk, you know, get people to go to that Newsmax article because, you know, many, many people focus on the candidate and not the current. And what I mean by that is the river that was the 2016 election was ridden by Donald Trump. It was not created by him. He showed up at the right time. You know, even in his own life, he said many times that the correct situation arose. Well, it did. And the reasons why he got elected are not going away. In fact, you know, one of the main reasons that the Tea Party movement arose, which is sort of a third-party movement, and the reason Donald Trump got elected and he's a outside candidate, the reason those things occurred was because of people's dissatisfaction with big government. Now, look, big government always has dissatisfied people because government's not a successful venture. It's not a good way or efficient way to do things. It's a way to do necessary things, and then it starts doing too many things. So that inefficiency that causes the discontent rises with the size of government, always and everywhere. And that hasn't gone away. In fact, it's gotten worse when you think about the fact that the discontent of the Trump voter, they're now under attack like never before.
Mm-hmm.
So their discontent is actually growing. So if you think about where we are as a country and the current, the river that resulted in the 2016 election, that river is now raging faster than ever before. And you're going to see, and so the reason Trump got elected hasn't gone away, even though he's gone. In fact, it's going to get worse in the near term and long term. And people can go to Newsmax and check out my article. And I'd really appreciate that, given it's my first article for Newsmax. And I know you'll post it for me because you're such a good guy.
Yeah, and the check cleared, so we're good. The walkaway movement, I don't know if you were watching it or keeping up with it before.
Sure.
The election, you know, I mean, they were posting 2 to 3 or 5 minute videos of telling why they were walking away from the Democrat Party. And to your point, none of that has changed. You know, at first we were talking about, you know, or I was talking about Republicans who were tired of the Republican Party, tired of the way the Republican Party was responding. And Trump came in, and I don't know, you want to say he whipped it into shape or he breathed new life into it? I don't know. But when you see all the Democrats that walked away and not necessarily became Republicans, but they became true Americans, they realized what true freedom was all about. They're not going away either. That group is still going.
And it will, because government doesn't work. Government uniformly mucks up the economy. You know, in July of 2008, it's quite a bit ago, on national radio stations, I predicted that if Obama got elected, he would have a bad economy the entire time. He did. He had a historically bad economy. It's not a hard prediction to make, because the economy was already in trouble, and he was planning to add massive new taxes and regulations. Well, if you drain the private sector or raise the cost of something, economics, the law of demand, the more something costs, the less of it you get, and that applies to the economy as a whole, you're going to drag the economy down, and that's what he did. Okay, fast forward. His vice president's there. The White House is filled with the same apparatchiks that were there before. And what's their plan? Raise the costs of energy, health care, taxes if they can, on a weak economy. In fact, the economy today is worse off than it was in 2008, because the economy of 2008 did not have the massive small business losses that we suffered because of the government COVID restrictions. And so he's about to add all these things, and the economy is going to do poorly.
Tank. Yeah.
And,
well, I think it's going to
And tank. So, you know, it's just unbelievable how dumb they are. But nevertheless, this is where we are. And I make the prediction again. I'll do it. I'm going to do it on national TV tomorrow. I'm going to be on Newsmax tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific. But we'll start with your show, and I put it on Facebook. We are going to have a weak economy for as long as Biden and Harris are in that White House, or any version of them.
You know, Tom, I don't know how we're going to deal with, you know, he's got, what, a $2 trillion stimulus bill that he's got going out there. And let's not get into details of that just yet. When you look at just California alone, you know, they stopped the evictions, and now they're talking about, you know, they're going to hold them until June, and then they're going to do something. But what is that something? And then what happens to all the mortgages on these smaller apartment buildings? You know, we are, in my area, we are laced with those little 6-unit, 8-unit apartment buildings where those landlords, they can't throw those people out for not paying rent. And Yeah, that's what I want them on the street. Let's be square about it. But you're going to have there's no money flowing. They don't have the
exactly.
money. It's not going to be flowing. And then what are you going to do in June? Allow them to throw all these people out? You're going to allow the foreclosures to go down? I mean, this could really be bad, couldn't it?
Well, it is really bad. And it will get worse. And they don't have it. Their answer for it will just be more government. And he's doing the exact wrong economic thing, which is at a time when people don't have disposable money, he's raising the costs on them. I mean, gas prices are going to rise.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who pays those? People who have to drive the most. Who has to drive the most? those who live farthest from their jobs, which of course means middle and lower incomes. So what he is doing is the exact wrong thing that you should do, but that's who the Democrats are. They are not, they refuse, they don't even understand the laws of economics and don't give a damn, which is the worst thing. And everybody has to suffer. So you will have more people on government assistance 4 years from now than now.
You know, I tell people all the time what they don't realize is something. What is minimum wage at? Like $8 right now, $7 something, $8, whatever it is. And there are a lot of small businesses that don't pay the $7. They pay $9, $10 an hour, what have you. When you take Joe's Deli in the corner, and he's got 8 or 9 people working for him, and it's a mom and pop business, and all of a sudden you tell him, no, you're not doing $9 anymore. Now you're doing $15. You have no choice in the matter. Two people lose their jobs. It's not as easy as people think, and not everybody's running down to the sandwich shop anymore. A lot of these small businesses are hurting because people can't get out to go. Look at my hair. I can't even get a haircut.
Yeah, absolutely. And people need to realize when it comes to small businesses, their rent is invariable. Their taxes are invariable. They don't have a choice. Their supplies, they don't have a choice. The largest budget item they have in any restaurant or any small business that isn't fixed is labor.
Mm-hmm.
And so they reduce labor because that's the only thing they can do. They can't call up their landlord very successfully in normal times and say, okay, you need to lower the rent because the cost of wages are going up. That's not what happens.
Right.
And so that's why this is another reason things are going to get bad.
Okay, we're going to break. When we come back, two things I want to talk to you about is Republican leadership or lack of, and a little bit about the lawlessness. It's almost like the Democrats right now, well, not that they haven't done this in the past, but totally lawless when it comes to how they're running this place. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Tom Del Vaccaro will be with us on the other side of the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health.
not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. A little go back to the 70s just a tad. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring him right back on. I'm a great conversation. A lot of these questions you guys have already asked me, I don't have the answers. That's why I bring people like Tom Del Vicaro on, because he has a clue. I'm just here for the looks, apparently. Tom, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
You're here for looks?
Yeah.
You're here for looks?
I should have pulled it up and played for you. I had a guy leave me a message on the TRS line and says, "What is it with your hair? Would you please comb your hair? You look like you're dying over there. I can't get a haircut. Yeah. Get over yourself. At least I have hair." No, that's what I told him.
But if you're eye candy, it's got to be sugar free. That's all I got to say.
Ooh. All right. Let's get to the real serious stuff here. Anyhow, we just look at went down from January 6th to date with our Republican leadership, if you would, our Republicans as a whole, and look at what's going on in Congress right now, and even in the Senate. Where is our Republican leadership? Kevin McCarthy, when he got on the floor and he started, to a degree, started pounding on the president. There's no need for this. With everything that's going on, he's gone. He has been, he's out. Why would you do this? Do they not see what the people really want? Are they not getting this?
It's hard to... I think in many ways, if they actually go for impeachment,
or continue to press, will be one of the dumbest political moves in the history of mankind, because it will completely end any hope for a honeymoon for Joe Biden. And it'll be completely self-inflicted wound. I mean, look, he's doing divisive, stupid things himself. But between the two of them, it will ground the Democrats to a stunning halt. Nothing will go on. Remember, Nancy Pelosi basically said the same exact things when they stormed Wisconsin. So this would be a disaster for them. I'm not so much worried about that. The issue becomes the Republicans need to follow Rand Paul's lead. And they need to work within the individual states and clean up the voting system. They have to find issues behind which Republicans can unify. Now, look, the way it works in when a party leaves the White House, there is always a free-for-all.
Sure.
Looking to find who's going to be the next leader. And it's a divisive process. It was very divisive after Bush 43 left. It was very divisive for the Democrats. And so we're going to see how this plays out. The Democrats are going to have a lot of self-inflicted wounds over the next year as the left 40% of their party goes after the rest of the party and tries to control it. And the Republicans, if they could pull off a miracle and get behind a positive agenda early, could really benefit. And you could see them pick up a lot of seats in the House.
I agree with you, but my concern is what I'm seeing sitting here and what people are telling me, whether it's callers or emailers, and you look at what's going on, you have to say to yourself, look, they are, for all intents and purposes, there's only a handful of Republicans that have the same drive, the same fight that Trump had, that are willing to truly fight for us and stand up for us. You look at McConnell. You know, what is he advocating the Senate to Schumer? They're gonna share power, joint power. What is that all about? Explain that to me, or can you?
Well, look, if you think about it, they have 51, we have 50, and any one vote they can take, they could pass something. So there is a level of power sharing when it's just 50-50 and Harris isn't in the room. They don't have a choice but to figure out some way of doing that. Now, I'm hopeful, there are Democrats who are not going to go along with packing the Supreme Court or a lot of these other things that are being ending the filibuster. Even Kristen Sinema has said that she's not going to vote for the end of the filibuster. So when it's 50-50, it is a weird circumstance. Doesn't happen much in history. It's a very weird circumstance. And it's really, there's going to be a lot of Democrats who are going to save the country from the worst inclinations of other Democrats.
I hope you're right. And I mean that sincerely, because you know, the Democrats have a tendency to fall in line with each other, and it's because of the thuggery behind the leadership.
But they're not. Because the left 40% is over the next decade going to cannibalize their party. And it's going to start with the House elections. As long as we have safe elections, the Democrats are going to be in a lot of trouble 2 years from now because they didn't deliver on anything. They can't. The economic prosperity can't be made when you make things harder on businesses.
I'm in agreement with you and Rand Paul that we need to work at the legislative level in each and every individual state to try to get this stuff cleaned up. We still have a group of states that are run by Democrats that aren't going to look at California. We still have a large mess with our voter rolls. Ain't nobody looking to clean it up. Really, I mean, what's the fellow's name in Los Angeles, Dean Logan? He was ordered by a judge to clean it up. And what did he get through? Out of 1.5 million, what did he get through? Like 60,000? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Until somebody puts handcuffs on a guy like that, drags him out of the room and puts him in jail, nothing is going to change.
It's, look,
in my mind.
You have to fight for that, for this. And, yep. And you're right. It is getting worse all the time. It's not getting better.
And I've been reading stories. I mean, look what Joey B's just done in, 7 days or something like that? I mean, look at the amount of damage he's done already. I mean, let's not beat up on COVID. Let's worry about letting transgenders in the military. Now he's put his commission together. He's almost putting his commission together to, let's just be honest about it. He's going to try to stack that Supreme Court or pack it, if you would. And,
well, he's threatening, he's bullying it now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But even before, I mean, just the very act of doing this is a bullying process.
Sure.
It's what FDR did. He bullied them, and then people, when FDR said he threatened to pack the Supreme Court, he never actually did. But he did get a retirement of justices. And then others flipped under the pressure. That's what they're hoping to do. And it talk about a threat to democracy, the threat of an independent judiciary because they're being by a White House is the threat of all.
Yeah, I am concerned about this man. I don't think he's going to last long in there. I think I've been saying for quite some time now, he'll either back out because he's. There's too many legal issues, and he can't really he really can't run the country with all these legal issues with his family and him and his son, and or he's going to come up with a health issue here within the first year and say, look, I'm really having some problems, and it's not good that I'm running the country.
Well, therefore, he did say he was the transition candidate, so he said that long ago.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you've been close to this longer than I have at these levels, and I look at it, and if our leadership doesn't get strong, if our leadership doesn't step up and do the right things, I think that people are just going to get so frustrated, so mad, we will lose some of the good people in the party. They'll vote them out.
Well, we already are.
Yeah, well, true. And you saw what happened when, in some cases, with the Tea Party, and God bless the Tea Party for raising the awareness and breathing some new energy and new life, but I worked alongside some of those people that weren't quite all with it and really didn't understand how the process works. And I'm not saying you give in to the process, but you work within it to change it. At least that's how I look at it.
Socialism is based on winning through attrition. They fight and do things every single day of the week, and they get success. Whereas those on the right, they get worn out. But unions and socialists have endless supply, and they rely on us giving up and not paying attention every day.
Yes, they do. One question before you go. They're asking me, what's the process? I mean, how long before Newsom is gone? I mean, if they get enough signatures, when do the ballots go out? When is the vote? And how does he get replaced? You got
absolutely. All right. So the way it works is we hand in the petitions we already have. They're done counting about a third of them now. We're verifying them. Once it's fully verified, then it goes to the Secretary of State. They have to declare an election within 60 to 80 days. That will be August. Two things on the ballot. Do you want a recall? And who among the following replaces? And then 10 days later, Newsom's gone. So late August, early September.
Well, he'll be able to spend time in that $3.9 million mansion he's got. Tom, always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you,
I appreciate your time. We'll catch up later on. Joe Massini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, it's all Joe for a whole hour. Aren't you blessed? We'll be back in a bit.